Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's cast, back to the office. The questions this cast answers are, what is my role as a manager when my company comes back to the office? Should I encourage my team to come back to the office? And how can I help my team come back to the office? If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
Hey folks, if you're listening to this in October, we still do have a few slots left for our capstone conference of the year that's delayed from the year that will not be named with a number. The M Conference, which we're calling M Conference 2020, but it's actually 2021. It is October 27th and 28th in Chicago. We have over 50 people attending over 2 days. It's $3,000, and you will hear from executives and senior people in many industries about their journey to become an executive and what they've learned, and also what they're experiencing as executives. I strongly encourage you to consider attending. Come to the website to learn more. Thanks.
We are back to talking about the impacts of the pandemic that we're still dealing with.
And will this never end?
Right. I think that we're experiencing just kind of these after effects. And you're right. It does feel a lot like this will not end. Next thing that a lot of managers are probably going to be dealing with when it's time, depending on what your organization says and how things are going, is going back to the office. So many of us have been remote, either, you know, wholesale from your organization or departments, things of that nature. And there's probably some people listening who have already gone back to the office. And so today we're going to talk about that process, your role as a manager within it, because managers do play a key role when companies decide to go back Absolutely. To the office. And we need to know what to do. And usually I think about how a lot of us as professionals didn't get this guidance. Well, yeah. Not only probably has anyone never received this guidance, you've also probably never done this. This is all
right?
Brand new.
Super new for everyone.
Brand new.
Absolutely. So our outline for today, first, we're going to talk about going back to the office. And then we're going to talk about one of the implications of going back to the office. That is staying out of politics. So coming back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kate has already mentioned many people are back in the office already or at some stage in their go back to the office. I want to say reinvention, reintegration into going back to the workforce. Over the course of the next 6 to 9 months, more and more companies whose primary workforce is office type work, mm-hmm. those kinds of roles, will encourage or even insist that office workers come back to the office. Now, not all companies are going to do it, but most of them will. And to go a step further, not all employees are going to be required to come back to the office. That's not going to happen, in part because companies during this time, this everyone's at home, have realized that there is a real savings in terms of costs, in terms of real estate and utilities and office furniture, all of those types of things that they no longer have to supply to keep people in the same physical location causes some savings.
Mm-hmm. And so whether you're in a position where some people are going back or everyone or nobody, it's worth noting that some of the organizations who aren't going to bring people back to the office are basing this choice of not sending people back on the mistaken belief that productivity hasn't suffered while people were working from home during governmental response to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an inaccurate understanding, right? There was absolutely a productivity decline. There's many factors associated. And while we're working from home, there's definitely productivity decline. Some of it is because companies aren't really tracking productivity very precisely.
Not very well.
Yeah, this is something that's not being tracked precisely. Productivity for managers, especially, is hard to measure because it's really different than productivity for individual contributors. And increased productivity from individual contributors really doesn't always translate into organizational success. So exactly. We're seeing this decline, and it's compounded by the fact that some of these productivity numbers during the work from home era came from surveys about how individuals feel. So people are asked, oh, how do you feel about your productivity?
Right.
And they feel it's increased.
Yeah, of course they do. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, I want to say, non-urgency, or there has been up to this point, around returning to the office because there's been a perceived lack of degradation in productivity mm-hmm. as a result of a couple of factors. One, significant business pressures on our workforces during the first year of the pandemic, mm-hmm. right? The crisis, what that meant for our organizations, the need to turn around and adjust and pivot quickly to the crisis has caused many employees to, or at that point, to at least work long hours. Mm-hmm. Also, because so many people were in the office workers and weren't used to work from home, they didn't really have an understanding yet, I think they do now, of the importance of setting clear work hours, mm-hmm. which meant we needed to work a lot more hours than we did, or we worked a lot more hours.
Yeah, I think it's both, right? People mm-hmm. didn't realize they needed to set clear hours, and then that caused them to sometimes work longer right. hours. And part of that's got to be from working from home and having the distraction and feeling yeah. like you're working, but you're doing so all distracted. And so—
right, while emptying the dishwasher and doing the laundry. And yeah.
Exactly. Also, though, y'all's experience may have been like ours, which is we worked way more hours.
Oh,
we had a crisis to deal with, and we were working. I remember you and I talking at some point, and it was almost kind of not at the beginning or not dead middle. It was like as we were kind of coming out of it, as we were transitioning from the changes we had made internally, that we were mm-hmm. still working 13-hour days.
Yeah.
And other people listening may have had that experience. So whether you worked longer hours because you were dealing with the crisis or because your work from home caused your work to be distracted or not during normal hours, we saw productivity declines during the work from home situation. And that's true for the majority of the organizations that we see. It's true for us. And despite all of this, the data on managing and productivity bear this out. Distance mm-hmm. degrades performance. We've talked about the Allen curve so many times. And keep in mind, communication between coworkers drops to virtually zero at only 50 meters of distance. And then, of course, you say that and a bunch of everybody who loves...
Oh, yes. They love their technologies yeah. and their devices and all of their ways of communicating with each other digitally.
Those people's brains are lighting up to say...
Exactly. They're like, wait, what about all the plethora of digital communications, though, Kate? What yeah. about all of those tools that we didn't have before and we have now? Mm. That surely makes more communications.
No. Unfortunately, no. The Allen curve has been updated since mm-hmm. the advent of email and text and the other options that are available. And it was worse.
I know, even more damning at that point.
That data is even worse. We don't increase communications with others, no matter how many electronic avenues are available to us. In fact, the data still stands that we communicate more frequently, even with electronic media, to those whom we see more frequently. The more often you see someone, the more likely yep. you are to communicate with them electronically.
Yes, exactly. So all of that to say, it's likely that if they've not started already, your organization is going to start talking about coming back into the office and the manager's role in this move back to the office is clear. The manager represents the company. Welcome to they. Mm-hmm. The logic really behind this guidance, or the logic of this guidance, is the same logic that we shared in our guidance, the manager and the vaccine. Mm-hmm. If your company mandates a vaccine, managers are professionally obligated to support that mandate. And of course, When we talked about this at length, if you believe that you have an ethical opinion or an ethical problem mm-hmm. with the mandate that prevents you from taking the vaccine or suggesting others do it, the same thing. If you think you have an ethical issue with coming back to the office or suggesting that others do so as well, you have the option of resigning.
Yes.
That's always the response for any ethical misgivings that a manager has with their organization. We've found over many years of fielding questions for guidance from managers that the number of true ethical quandaries that really exist are rare.
Right. That's it, right? Simply disagreeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you disagree with the decision, that doesn't necessarily make it an ethical dilemma.
Right.
It might just be that you don't agree. And that's perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine.
And you can resign in that case as well.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, you might not. Maybe most of us won't.
Right, that's the thing. For the majority of us who will no doubt choose to stay with our organizations, we have the work of bringing our teams back into the office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once part of your organization starts to return, the right thing to do is tell your directs what's happening. Communicate to them.
Yeah, it's better always to let your colleagues know what you know rather than keeping them in the dark to delay what may be tense conversations. Bad news does not get better with time.
No, it does not age well. It doesn't age well generally.
And we're couching this as if we assume naturally that going back to the office is a negative thing. Many people don't feel that way.
Oh, no, not at all.
Many people want to go back to the office. So
absolutely.
It's always better to tell people when you know. And mm-hmm. there's certainly the chance that retention will become a problem. Unfortunately, for us as managers, we will be held responsible for our ability to retain employees as they come back to the office.
Yeah.
So the best guidance we can give you for these, what you might imagine to be future tense conversations, is to be forthright as quickly as you can be with as much information as you can give so that people know now or as soon as possible and they have as much data as you do. And if you're wondering why, it's because that's what you would want from your manager.
Right. Exactly. If your manager knew something was coming down the pipe in a few months from now, you'd like to know that information.
Absolutely.
So we'd suggest that you pass that along because we probably can't rely solely on formal communications from higher level managers. We encourage you, knowing that that lack of communication from an organizational level is probably pretty prevalent,
mm-hmm.
to canvass your fellow managers. What are they hearing, both officially and maybe from their colleagues, coworkers, people in other parts of the organization? They
sure.
may have already started coming back, right? Maybe they're doing a staged rollout and there's a part of the organization that's going back already.
Or maybe just the information you got isn't the same as the person over across
yeah,
from you, because
totally.
It's coming through people. And
yeah.
some people may say, well, I don't want to share that yet. And, or they didn't get that same, you know, they didn't hear that same part, whatever. I mean,
right. That's the thing.
Yeah. So unofficially, officially, from your network, from their network.
Yeah. Whatever you can find out.
Yeah. Let's share the information that we have. We don't recommend that you simply announce to the team a return date.
Ouch.
It makes it like an ultimatum, right? Like it's
yeah,
very black
totally.
And white. Instead, think about encouraging your directs to return early if they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this probably will help to encourage those who may be on the fence coming back to the office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. If they're talking and they're being encouraging to their fellow colleagues and saying, hey, wouldn't it be cool if you came back to the office? Encouraging others to do so, that would be great.
Especially if they're having a positive experience.
That's the thing, right? Like, we just went for lunch together. It was great. We haven't seen each other for months, right? That'll help ease the tension, maybe
yeah.
for some that have it.
All those social things that people are returning to and having that moment of, wow, we haven't done this in so long and it's so
I
nice.
Know.
some of the office stuff is going to feel like that as well. So again, you don't exactly have to assume that everyone thinks this is a huge negative.
No, totally. Absolutely not.
It's not being talked about. It's not super newsworthy. It's not super cool. But tens of thousands of employees have come back to their offices and they're thrilled.
They are. They're so excited to see each other again.
They're going to lunch.
Yeah, returning to some previous normality that we experienced. Doing whiteboarding sessions. Remember those?
Yes, but the thing I would be most excited about, and I just shared this with, we had a conference this week, I shared this with the conference team that was there, or the conference attendees that were there. How much do you miss going into the office on Friday morning and them having bagels or donuts?
I know, right?
They're just there. Nobody brings bagels to my desk on Friday mornings. Like, that doesn't happen. It's very sad. It's very sad. I would love for me to wander into the kitchen and there be—
Surprise baking.
Surprise donuts. I mean—
Surprise anything.
Yeah. Surprise snacks. But that's not happening, so—
It doesn't happen.
So let's encourage people to come back early if they'd like. Have, you know, to ask them, share your positive experience with your peers. Yeah. Your role as manager goes further than simply announcing a return by date.
Yes.
Instead, we want to encourage everyone to return. By the way, it's not appropriate for a manager to have a laissez-faire attitude about this. It's not doing your job as a manager if you tell your boss, well, what can I do? Some want to come back, some don't.
It ain't my fault.
That's abandoning our responsibility to the organization to present it that way.
Exactly. Another thing that will make your job that much harder is if you can't answer truthfully yes when one of your directs asks if you're going back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
So Kate mentioned encourage people to go back early. Be one of those people that goes back early as a manager, as a way of quashing others who may have reservations and are on the fence. You being back and being back quickly will cause them to see it as a more encouraging experience.
Mm-hmm.
Other people want to do this. If you are doubting going back, which is possible, we would recommend that you tell your manager that.
Absolutely.
As well.
Again, bad news does not get better with age.
It doesn't get better with age. Don't wait till the day before comeback date.
Yeah.
Not helpful.
And I got to imagine that there's going to be plenty of directors, managers of managers, right? People who have skips, who will not actively supervise their manager's management of the return to office process. That's their mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us who see our roles as ethical professionals cannot use our boss's lack of involvement to hide our own hesitancy. We owe it to our managers and our organizations to be forthright, because same as before, you would want, as a director, to hear from one of your directs who is doubting their own return. If you knew that they were doubting it, you'd have to get involved in perhaps directly working with your skips to manage their return if you knew that that middle person was not going to be available to help manage that. And it's going to make that role harder. And we'd like more time, right? Advance notice gives us more time to deal.
To deal. Exactly. Now, in addition, we at Manager Tools, and I think many people listening to this, would probably agree that many employees who are currently hesitant will end up coming back or even wanting to come back as things improve. The better things get, the safer things are, the more people are going to want to come back. Now, we as managers, though, we can't rely on the luxury of assuming that this is going to happen over time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because we assume this is naturally going to happen, choose to not manage the process of bringing people back more assertively.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, we encourage you, knowing that there might be some people who don't want to come back and decide that that's not for them and they might want to make a career change. We'd encourage you to consider now, in advance of this, the strength, the depth of your bench, your network, those people that you know that would be a really great addition to your team. Because if you've got serious doubts about your full team returning to the office, now is the time that you should be reaching out to the people in your network and warming them up for a future call about potentially recruiting them.
And I think we've talked about this in recent months. It's the perfect time, y'all.
Yeah.
Not only is COVID kind of, you know, fizzling out a little bit in a lot of cases, but it's also return to school. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to reach out right now and check on someone, right? and see where their status is and where they're at, because it may be that, honestly, even if your full team does come back, you might need someone from your bench because of new business. There's all kinds of reasons. So if you're waiting for a reminder to reach out to your network, this is it. And if you haven't reached out to your network in a while and you're having a feeling of, gosh, I wish I'd done it 3 months ago, do it now.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Just get it over with. Even if your company allows some people to work from home, we recommend you encourage people to come back to the office, encourage everybody to come back. We've been saying this for months. Working from home will hurt individuals' careers. We respect the decision.
We totally do.
If it's allowed. And know that your visibility and your work and all those things, it could impact your career. It might hit on your career. And while we respect the decision for an employee to work from home, it doesn't change the potential impact to the team and overall productivity of their staying, like people choosing to stay at home.
Yeah. And maybe they're an incredibly good top performer.
Sure.
And they'll respond really well to all of the extra communicating that they're going to surely have to do to stay a fully engaged member of the team. But it's hard to be distant when most, if not all, of your teammates are at the office. And even the best managers are going to have a harder time helping direct working from home, navigating their opportunities, helping them grow their career, all of those kinds of things within the organization.
Yeah.
Folks, if you're listening to Manager Tools, you probably have recognized first that you don't hear my voice anymore, because now I'm recording Executive Tools. And if you're not able to get Executive Tools, that's because you're not a licensee. So I encourage you to become a licensee. It's only $200 a year. We like to say Tiffany advice at Walmart prices. In addition to Executive Tools, which comes out every other week, and so far is getting rave reviews, at least in my Twitter feed, we are also providing the interviewing series. And of course, as we always have with licenses, the entire archive of all of our show notes for the last 16 years for Manager Tools, Career Tools, and of course now, Executive Tools. We want you to become a licensee because that brings you closer to our community. And it's licensees funding that allows us to spread the word about effective management all over the world. Do come to the website to learn more. Thanks.
So now the politics piece.
Yeah, and we'd recommend you stay out of it.
100%.
Generally, bluff. If you're looking for it.
That was yeah. Because of the nature of the pandemic and governmental responses to the pandemic, much of the debate around its effects in our lives have become politicized. It's really obvious to us that the return to the office will create many opportunities.
Oh, totally.
For politics-based conversations around the return.
Yeah. I mean, it's just math, guys, right? More conversations happen when we're together.
Yeah.
And more time when we're together for informal type interactions with other people will, of course, create more opportunities for conversations where politics could come up.
Yeah.
And our guidance hasn't changed.
Yeah, I mean, sticking to it.
What was it, 2010?
Mm-hmm.
When we put out our podcast, Managers and Governmental Politics, there's no place for politics in professional organizational life.
And, you know, it's funny. We talked about the Manager and the Vaccine podcast earlier. Both that cast and the cast about governmental politics got a lot of disagreement.
Well,
maybe it's like our normal
share.
They're
not fun.
And still, we still stand by it. A lot of people in our community cited Google's then thought progressive approach, which encouraged internal political discussions.
Yeah.
And that was really nice effort, y'all. But we were then proven right in 2019 when Google reversed their policy and banned internal political discussion. So maybe this time we'll get notes that say, you're on Google's side this time.
I know, right?
Probably, yeah, Google. Probably not.
Probably not. We see the return to the office as a likely time when these political kinds of discussions are going to rear their heads again.
Yeah. Some people are going to say that the return to the office is a political move. Somehow,
yeah,
us deciding to come back to the office is a political
right.
move.
And it's unlikely to be true.
Yeah. But that doesn't make people less likely to share their belief. The truth.
Exactly.
Just, you know, the pearls of wisdom. The truth does not cause people to be less likely to share their beliefs.
Exactly.
We've seen that this week. Also, political discourse, since we were last in the office, has been widely regarded as the most divisive in history.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true.
It's not true.
And but again, doesn't change the fact that people are going to talk about it.
Exactly.
And that a lot of people also believe it.
Yeah, exactly. And
the meaning of the word believe is to act as if. So, hey.
Politics will come up. Politics will definitely come up.
They surely will. But it's our job as managers, barring specific workplace guidelines to the contrary, to quash those political discussions.
Yeah. I mean, guys, it's easy enough to say, let's stay away from politics, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm hearing some political overtones here, folks. Let's get back on track.
Right. If a direct is doing that and they continue to do so, that to violate that usually standard prohibition against political discourse in the organization, which there are some exceptions to, it's probably time for feedback. When you bring up politics at work, it can be divisive, which goes against our value of inclusivity and takes away from productivity. Can you be more careful in the future?
Mm-hmm. And guys, that may feel touchy. It might be touchy or kind of sensitive at times, but there are many parts mm-hmm. of a manager's job that are a bit touchy. I mean, we talked about one recently, Kate. Pay discussions.
Right.
Right? Those types of things. Disagreements over performance reviews.
Negative feedback.
Right? Enforcing corporate policies that aren't widely supported or overly popular.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our job.
Yeah. As managers, we represent the company, not ourselves.
Exactly. So to wrap it all up, folks, coming back to the office, for all of its benefits and ease of communication and relationship building that it will insert into our lives, is going to be a tough time for managers. Know what your role requires and what your responsibilities are. Have a plan and work your plan. It will lead to more productivity and more retention as well.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks, everyone. That's all for this week. Have a good one.
Bye, y'all.